Jasper Wirtschafter is a trans poet currently living in what he describes as the least terrible town in Indiana. He performed with F-Word Performers, a queer feminist art collective, for 4 years. His work has been published in Bateau Press, Black Napkin Press, and elsewhere. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Jasper, what poems have you brought for us?
The Quiet Work. The only useful thing a therapist ever said to me was when I told her I wanted to change the world. She looked at me and said, "Remember, Gandhi beat his wife." None of us really deserve our pedestals. History calls some of us heroes and forgets the ones who do the quiet work. She said she would rather be remembered as a good mother. I wish I could say I wish for the same. Probably what love looks like. 1. My grandmother smoked cigarettes her whole life. She always said it's because she wanted to be sure she would die before Grandpa. 2. Commitment means watching someone die, and I have a bad habit of skipping funerals. 3. He forgot her name, and she quit smoking cigarettes. She wanted to be healthy enough to care for him. 4. The rest of your life is one thing when you die first. But who's left, and what do they do with the rest of theirs? 5. Turns out Grandma outlived Grandpa by a decade. When he died, she started smoking marijuana instead and got all the old Jewish ladies to try it. She mastered blackjack and died napping after a fabulous trip to Vegas. Not all men. My father is a man-hating feminist. He told me that each man is mostly monster. Of course, he didn't know that he was raising a boy. No, a man. A question. I used to say, not all men, back when I was a girl. No. A woman. No. Spoke soprano. Now I say all men. Now I know what my father tried to teach me. All men have the capacity, no, the desire for violence, and only some pull the trigger. The only difference between a monster and me is my father's warnings. Not saying I'm immune, I feel the violence in my blood. But it's hard to hate masculinity when I dose it by the milligram. How much medicine becomes toxin. I know monsters who look like me. What does it mean to become, no, to choose the face of violence? I no longer know the words for my anger, no, my shame. What damage generations of men have done these bones. And some days my bones blame my own face. My body remembers the trauma of generations of grandmothers who would no longer recognize me as their daughter, no, their son, as theirs. Can I blame? No. Can I forgive them? Can they forgive? No. Can they blame me?
You have been listening to the poems of Jasper Wirtschafter on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.